Hey everyone, it's Stevio here. So we just got back from a game. We went to the local football game. I saw Grant there talking to him. He said that he's in the middle of corn harvest and he's a little behind. He was asking if we could help him out. And of course, I jumped to help him out. I would love to show him how the Case Combine goes against them John Deere's. So we had fun at the local football game. I don't know why squad was there, but there was a male cheerleader kept waving at him. Looked a lot like that Aston Bustin guy, his worker that works for him. Anyways, he said he was going to call and when he needs us. Hey, what's up?
Hey, that was a heck of a game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good game. So, are you still down to help me harvest?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
no problem. I'm trying to run for probably 2 hours tonight, and then I'm going to run all day tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Are you going to bring the case down then?
Yeah, I just have to go pick up the corn head I bought at the lot, and then I'll be headed down.
Okay. Okay, and then I'm going to have Austin probably run the grain cart and maybe I think he should be done cheerleading soon, and we'll have him run grain cart and maybe grady wagons or something like that.
Was he that male cheerleader I saw?
Yes, dude. Yes. Okay, don't. Yes, that was him. That was him. Yeah.
Oh, man. That was him. Okay.
So I don't know if he's going to come in cheerleading soon or not, but he should be here soon, so.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know if we should ask him about. Oh, he's. You know what? He's pulling up right now. I think he must be done with the game.
All right. Hopefully he changed autos.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Hopefully he did. Oh gosh. I don't know if I should talk to him about it. Anyways. Okay.
Which field are you on?
Come to the main farm.
Okay.
We'll be probably at the main farm. Or actually, you know what? It's the field across from the main farm. You should see us out in the field. It's just right across from the home farm here.
All right, I'll be there in about 5 to 10.
Okay, sounds good. I'll see you then.
All right, later. So while we're watching Austin with the pom-poms and everything, me and Grant were talking. Grant says he's a little bit behind on his corn harvest, so I said I'm done, so I'd be more than happy to help you out because you helped me out. So we need to hurry up, get grease spine greased up, ready to harvest, and I need to go pick up a corn head at the dealer. So let's do that right really quickly. Alright, got everything greased up, everything still looks. We changed all the configurations to corn, so we're ready to go now. So we're headed out to the dealer. So I'm probably just going to drive it down the road because it's going to take too much time getting the semi and trailer hooked up. So I'm just going to drive it, and I'm going to have to drive that 12-row corn head down the road at dusk. That is probably not a good idea, but I really need to get there to help them out, so we're going to do it. So hopefully I don't meet anybody on the road, but we fingers crossed. So I already know I'm gonna get a lot of smack talking because Grant, Austin, they are John Deere green. They bleed green. I bleed whatever color I'm driving. This beast of a combine is perfectly fine in my book. We're almost to the dealership here. Got to pick up the head. So, think the head is going to be green. Yeah, it just has to be. So, the head I purchased is green. So, unfortunately, it is. But John Deere makes some really good corn heads. So does Case, but really doesn't matter if it works in my books. So we got the head hooked up. What do you know? A John Deere does go on red. Has anybody got that holiday spirit feeling? Has anybody's wives put up their Christmas trees in October? If so, I know how they feel. But we need to get to Grant's field there. Let's get to going. That was Jake that just passed us right there. Kind of cool. Don't know. He must be running up to the co-op. Must have to unload somebody. So you guys probably thought I was driving by Casey's without stopping. No, you didn't. You knew I was going to stop. Come on. Count buying at Casey's. It's normal. In Iowa. Let's get some coffee. Alright, we need this coffee. It's going to be a late night harvesting, so coffee is, it's always easier with coffee in your belly. So we're taking the back roads because we're driving at night with this 12-year-old cornhead. I know, it's not safe, but we really don't have another option. We don't have a header cart right now, so we're trying to take the back roads and take it slow as possible. We got all of our hazards on. Should be all right. I kind of gave Grant a bad e-tech. I said 10 minutes and it's taken like 30. But it's not very military-like to be late. We're almost there. It's the green cornhead's fault, not the red combine's fault. So, but we're almost there.
Oh, is that Stevio I see?
Hey, you guys can hear me? Am I in range?
You're in range. Yeah. I don't see you, though, but you're in range.
I see him.
Coming right at the end of the field here.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it took a little bit longer mating this green onto the red.
What the? What? Oh, at least you can... Oh, okay. Now you can't make jokes of him, Austin.
What do you mean?
He's got green on him.
Well, I said it wasn't going to, so... But I mean, what the heck is that thing?
You guys have to come over here and listen to what a real combine sounds like.
Oh boy.
Stevio, so I'm thinking you can work that in and I'll just work at this end. We'll just keep rolling. Or do you want me to follow you? Ooh, actually, you know what? I'll follow you, Stevio.
Alright. Try to keep up.
Stevio, what speed you running at, man?
7 mile an hour.
Same.
What is what's your yield monitor reading at?
It's reading 190 bushels to the acre over here.
Getting 195 on this end over here.
You're getting 195? See, on the other end of the field, I was getting 196. But right now, it's only showing 190. It's weird.
Huh.
Maybe my yield monitor is off and yours is accurate or what? I don't know.
Maybe I'm not pushing as much out the back.
True. Oh, you missed some, Stevio. She's one staining still.
That's for the deer.
Yeah, so I'm thinking we'll get this field done tonight, and then you can head home, and then we'll get up early in the morning, 7 a.m., keep going. I got the home field to deer. There's about 120 acres there that we got to knock out. It's all corn. It's going to be good yielding corn, too, so that'll take all day tomorrow, probably.
All right, sounds good. It's not going to take long for this field.
Yeah, we'll be done quick with this one. Especially with the two of us run.
Yep.
Grant, how long until you are going to need unloading there?
I got about 200 bushels left. I could probably get unloaded on this next round coming back towards the south here. That'd work good.
Okay, I was going to say I'll go dump this load, but I'll just wait.
How much room do you have in there? Because I could top you off here.
Oh, I still got... lots.
Okay.
I'm just over 50%.
Okay.
Grant, you get a new cart?
I did. We've been trading equipment like crazy. Yeah.
Grant can't seem to keep up his mind.
It's a 1,400 bushel grain cart. I think this will work good.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Yeah. What's really nice about it is just having the storage just out in the field, I guess. 1,400 bushels, you can store a lot of grain in there. It's nice to just have almost as a holding tank.
Yeah, that big floating tires probably floats right over the ground, too.
Yeah, and then on the duels, me and Austin decided to throw 8970, and we had some fatties sitting around, so we tossed some fatties on her, and that works good. Because we got the big Kinsey with the big tires, and then the 8970 with big tires. Everything seems to be working good.
Nice. You have any mud in your fields this year?
We haven't yet. This we field had was a some little wet, I guess. Yeah, I guess. You know what? Did we get stuck this fall? Or did
we almost all of us got stuck. We got combine stuck. Yeah, Jake got the combine stuck, so we did have mud.
And the corn. I guess in this cornfield, I haven't ran into bad mud yet. I guess.
Finally decided it was going to dry up.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right, I'm gonna. Stevie, are you good?
I'm gonna need unloaded on this once I turn around here.
All right.
I got about 100, so you could unload Grant if you need it.
No, I just finished unloading Grant. He's good.
Yeah, you're gonna probably have to get me on this one.
Stevie, I like the American flag edition. That looks nice in that case.
Yep, trying to be patriotic.
Yeah.
How fast you going?
7.
Holy crap, that thing's screaming, Stevio.
Oh, yeah.
Cool down a little bit. Oh, my gosh, he's struggling.
It's because it's got that John Deere header on it. It's not used to that much.
Yeah. You got to listen to this thing purr. It's got the best sound.
It does. I'll admit that it does.
I just created 2 case fans.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
And 2 case fans were just born. That's how they get born. That's how they get bred.
Alright, I'm full.
Alright.
I'm gonna whip around and head back to the truck.
Okay, and then we'll head back there. You don't have to keep running back out to the field, obviously.
Alright. And this thing clips along pretty good. Even with a full green card, it still rips.
You feel that thing behind you?
Hardly.
Wow.
I mean, it's there, but it's not too bad.
Stevio, you got that end down there? Are you getting all of it?
Yep.
Oh.
How many bushels do these gravity wagons hold?
Wagons hold 680, but there's obviously 2 gravity wagons there, so what is it? I think 1360? 1360 is what we got in total. And then plus another 2, so what, we're at 26-something? 2,700 bushels if we get, you know, all 4 of those gravity wagons rolling.
Gotcha.
But I gotta check grain prices, because it might not be a bad idea tomorrow morning, since the elevator should be open, to run some corn down the elevator.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Grant, right, well, you think this is going to be your top-yielding field, or the next one?
I think this next field is going to be real good here.
It's good.
Yeah, when I was seeding that, I put a lot of fertilizer down on it.
Yeah. So, do you want to park... Do you want to park the case at my place, then?
Yeah, is it allowed over there?
It is. It is. Austin might. The dog might not let you in there, but yeah, it's allowed. A lot.
Traitor.
Trying to think of a good spot. I think what we could do is just back up right here to this fence. That should work good.
All right. Don't you just love the look of combines with their lights on at night?
They look good, especially with that sunset. It's picture perfect right here.
Yeah.
Hey, if you guys want, you guys can just stay at my place. I got extra rooms.
All right. Uh-oh. Is it going to clip your tractor?
Oh, hopefully not. Oh, there he goes.
Looks like one of his cheerleading moves.
Good thing he can't hear us.
All right.
Well, we better get to bed, boys. Here, I'll show you guys your rooms.
All right.
What do you mean? I'm going home.
Oh, you're going home?
Yeah. I don't live that far away.
Okay. Steve is going to stay the night. You sure? I got a bed, man.
Maybe I'll stay over here.
Okay.
You have to wash your uniform?
Wash my uniform?
Yeah. Didn't you play in the football game?
Yeah. I toss it in the washer. I got a washer dryer combo, so I can just set it to wash and dry.
Okay. I gotcha. You performed good, though. You did.
Uh-huh. You gonna turn some lights on in here?
We need to. Okay, I'll show you guys your beds. Austin, here's your room.
Oh, yeah, you're funny. You're funny.
No, it's his closet.
Are you potty trained? We got a little...
Oh, wow. Wow, you guys just bully me everywhere I go.
Well, I mean, okay, so all I got is couches. But I do have some PCs. If you guys want to play some farms tonight, you know, before you go to bed, I got two Apex game PCs here, squad PC and the squad plus PC. Whatever one you guys want, you guys can fight over them. Who gets the squad plus, who gets the squad PC. But if you guys want to play some farm sim, my son plays all the time, so it's downloaded on both PCs. He brings his buddies over usually. So, and then one of you guys can sleep on this couch, one on the other.
All right.
Okay, I'll leave you two to it.
All right. All right, I hope Austin doesn't do anything weird to me tonight.
Ugh. Stevie, morning.
Hey.
Hey. Some coffee for you, man.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I only had enough for two cups. Looks like Austin. Is Austin still sleeping up there?
I'm awake.
Oh, okay. There he is.
You got some coffee?
You're not old enough.
Yeah.
What? Dude, I'm 16.
Nah. Rule is 18.
Screw that. I'm going to get coffee. Where the heck do you keep this stuff?
Okay, well, you boys ready to go? We better get after it.
Yeah. Nope, I need coffee.
You gonna run to Casey's?
Yep.
You sure your truck will start this cold?
Oh, whatever. It's not that bad.
Start her up, man. She's gonna have... Oh, that was easy. Pick me up some donuts, too. Bring some donuts back.
All right. Okay, it's on you, Grant. It's on you.
Hold on, here's the business card.
All right. I'll be back in like 10 minutes.
Okay. We'll be waiting for you. Okay, well, we probably should get the equipment fired up, warmed up and stuff. You can get the case and then I'll get all these tractors started.
All right. Can I borrow your grease gun?
Yep. It's in the shop there.
All right. All right. So we're doing our 12-hour inspection here. And grease. And it's nice and greased up. Don't want this case to be breaking down around John Deere country around here. You hear that? It sounds like that John Deere is having a little bit of a hard time starting.
Side, oh my gosh. Hopefully that case fires up. Mine had a tough time starting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's 35 degrees out, man. We should have plugged these in overnight, probably.
Alright. That's nothing that a can of ether can't fix.
True. There he goes.
There we go.
Nice, yeah. Honestly, the deer took a lot longer to start out there. That started up pretty quick.
It's normal. Hey, I was wondering if I could grab some fuel over there.
Yeah, for sure. Fuel, and you know what? Grab fuel over there. Anything you need, grab it. Yeah, I gotta actually fill up too, so it'll work good.
Okay.
I'm gonna fire up the rest of the tractors here.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of the tractors are having a hard time starting in this cold. Man, is it cold this morning. So we're just going over here and filling up. Probably should have our lights on. It's still pretty early in the morning. Hook up this. There we go. So I'm going to take the 8970, I believe, and going to fill this up with fuel too. Be topped off then. Man, this thing takes a lot of fuel. Whew. Really digging this 8970. It looks good. These big floater tires on there. Really good.
Coffee for you, donut for you, coffee for you, donut for you.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Why do I get the extra sprinkles?
Don't you like extra sprinkles?
You got me.
Okay, so what I'm thinking is me and Stevio will run two headlands around here. Unless, actually, Austin, do you want to run the deer? Or if you guys want to switch, feel free to run whatever.
We I don't mind running headlands. The green cart, but...
Okay, then I'll run a headland to lead away. Stevio, you can follow me. And then I got to figure out, Here, let me... Here, take a look at my iPad here, how the field's shaped. You guys on the radio?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, I just talked to Jake, and he said he's going to be here probably 20-ish minutes. I figured we'd have a full load for him in 20 minutes, so he'll be here then.
Okay.
And then Austin, I'm not sure what edge of the field he's going to pull in, whatever edge you want him to or whatever he decides. Just unload it into him. He's going to leave, and he's going to come back, and he's just going to be trucking a lot of the day for us. Wait, Stevia, where are you? I thought you were supposed to be behind me.
I kind of went to the wrong direction.
Oh, shoot. Oh, you're at field seven down there. Oh, shoot. My bad. I kind of didn't explain what field we're going to. Oh, shoot. You're thinking field seven the whole time.
Yep.
I gotcha.
Can I just go through your place and get to field 10?
There's a road to the east of our place right there.
Okay.
It's a gravel road back there. We're kind of on the, we're in the pasture that, or I guess you don't know where the pasture is. We're kind of in the, yeah, you'll find us back here.
Hopefully. I see the back of the grain cart. I'm coming. Okay. Whoa, you got a quite the road coming up here.
Yeah, it's a little bumpy through there.
All right. So I'm finally to the right field, Grant. I'm coming right behind you.
Okay, I see you back in my mirror.
Oh, wow. I don't know if my yield monitor is just a little cold right now, but I'm showing 210.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm showing, it's bouncing around like 198 to 202. Right about 200, it looks like.
Yeah, I don't push as much out of the back like you do, so it's probably about right.
Yeah. All right, well, just let me know when you guys need it, and I'll run over.
Done for.
So, Austin, I had a half load last night on me, so it's not going to be too long for me.
Alrighty.
Yeah, Austin, you should probably actually, you know what? It'll be good. For me, I can't have you unload me, but Stevia will be able to unload, I guess, now that I'm clearing the path.
Did I give you enough room between that fence? Alright, you got enough.
Yeah, I seem to have enough room.
Yeah, Grant, I'm still bumping at 210 here. Good field.
Man. Yeah, see, I was pushing... I was like 200 still. Something must be off, or maybe more grain is coming out the back. Man, I hate to wake the neighbors here, but we are harvesting right next to their house. It's kind of early in the morning. Hopefully they're up. It looks like they're up. Their lights are on.
It's just about 8 o'clock.
Yeah, they should be up.
If they're not up, well, then on a weekday, then they're obviously not.
Yeah, especially with Stevia's combine back there, dude. That thing is loud.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not awake. They will be. This is their alarm. Am I good to back up? I don't know where you're at.
Oh, all right. Hold up.
All right. Good.
Yeah, you're good.
Austin, right. If you want to unload me here, here's a perfect spot. I got 320 bushels on here. I got about 80 more I could fit on here.
Maybe all right, I'll time. Rip up as soon as Stevia's out of there.
How many bushels you got on the cart right now?
My monitor's off. I can't really see it very well.
Okay.
Austin, you put a little sauce in that coffee this morning? You're a little wabby.
Yeah, you're all over the road, dude. You're all over the...
No, I'm just... I'm just getting used to it.
Stevio, you're leaving more corn for the deer, dude.
Oh, my bad. I just want you to get a big buck this year.
We did have one run out right before you came, actually. It ran right out in front of the corn.
If there's any deer in here, this combine will get them out.
It looks like this is where we part ways. We'll see you later, Austin.
Y'all on channel 13 here?
Yep.
Alright, well, I found my way to the field. I'm parked up here on the, what's this, south side?
Yeah, I'll just head over there and unload into ya.
Alright, is there a easier way in and out of this field here, or?
No, not really.
Now, Stevie, I'm showing like 185 bushel over on this end. What are you showing?
206.
206, so it came down a little bit.
Yep.
Jake, I'm good to go.
10-4.
It's probably good with all that corn you're pushing out the back, feed the deer on the outside there.
Alright, do you guys need unloading here pretty quick?
Oh yeah, I need
it. Yeah, I got about 230 bushels on me. I could unload.
Alright, I'm coming up as fast as I can.
How much do you have left, Grant?
Oh, I have about 200 bushels left I can put in the combine yet.
Hey, what about you? Austin, I'm just about full.
Yeah, I'll unload Stevio first.
All right. Man, that case can't hold as much, huh?
About 450. What is that combine, the John Deere?
It's about 400-ish.
Ah, I see. It's just because I'm getting more bushels to the acre. Alright, I'm gonna go on this side, and then you can start unloading.
Alright.
Hey, do you guys want me to keep heading straight and just cut across this field, and then we'll work back and forth here?
Yeah.
That'd make it easier.
Okay. That's what we'll do then. I know Jake's kind of on the other end down there. It'll be a little dry for you to get down there, but this should work good.
Yo, Austin, slow up a little bit.
All right.
Grant, you just want to work on opposite sides or just work on the same?
It'd be good if we work on the same, especially with the grain cart right next to us, I think, if you're down with that.
All right, you're going to work on the bigger side or the smaller first?
I was going to work on the bigger right here. I was just going to start heading back this way on this bigger chunk. And then I was thinking the piece you're working on, we'll come back a little later and get that.
All right, I'll swing around back over there when I'm headed back.
10-4.
Hey, Grant, I'll get these ears of corn you missed over here.
Was that me or was that you?
That was definitely you. Oh. It's okay. I picked them up for you.
Thank you.
You want to, once you head down, cut a path in the middle of this field?
Yeah, that'd work good. I can do that. I think somebody did put something in that coffee, because that, you can't, Stevio, you're a little crooked there, dude.
Did you spike my coffee this morning?
No, I did not spike
it. I don't know, Austin did.
Well, we know Austin can't purchase it at the gas station, so.
Oh, listen to this. I can purchase a lot more than you guys think.
Austin, your voice sounds a little tired. You must have been screaming all last night.
Screaming? What are you talking about?
You're at the football game.
Why would I be screaming?
It's a football game.
Yeah, you don't scream when you play actual football.
That's
try not
right.
to.
I apologize. That's right. That's right.
Give me a A!
What? Is there something I'm not getting here?
What?
Did you guys mistake me for my twin that's a male cheerleader? Because I feel like the jokes that you guys are making, that's kind of the case.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay, well, I have a twin that's one, so that's probably, if you guys are making those jokes, that's I can only assume that's why.
Austin, just remember, it's always the grain cart driver's fault. Get out of my way, man.
I am. I was wandering around. You see, only case drivers make those kinds of jokes, so.
This guy in Minnesota does, too.
Oh, who's that?
Who
are you talking about?
I think you know him. By the way, I need dumped and you're not here.
Yeah, because I'm unloading Grant. Chillax.
Man, them floater tires on that grain cart really float getting the ground when it's loaded down.
Oh, yeah.
Just pause here for a little bit. There we go. We're good. So we're unloading the last of today's load into Austin here. So we got a lot of acres harvested over here on Squad's field. I'll probably just leave a beast over on by Squad's place here. But this was definitely fun helping out Grant on this field here. Thank y'all for watching, and I will see you later here in Iowa. Thank you all for watching. Like, comment, and share, and subscribe. See you next time.